This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It's also a great holiday. It is President's Day, though I do miss the old distinction of Lincoln's birthday and Washington's birthday, both in February. Well, today we celebrate them, and we also celebrate Warren Harding and Franklin Pierce and Chester Alan Arthur. I actually believe that if you were to ask most people, did we ever have a president named Chester Arthur? Most people say, no, not a chance. Well, we did. He served for 3.5 years as president of the United States. And he had the most prolific side whiskers of any president ever. He also had a mysterious personal life. He burned up all his letters and papers right before his death. This is after he left the presidency. In any event, breaking news in this great nation on President's Day, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has just said that Congress will be establishing an independent September 11th style commission to look into the deadly insurrection that took place at the U.S. Capitol. Pelosi said the commission will investigate and report on the facts and causes relating to the January 6, 2021 domestic terrorist attack upon the United States Capitol complex and relating to the interference with a peaceful transfer of power. In a letter to Democratic colleagues, Pelosi said the House will also put forth supplemental spending to boost security at the Capitol. Now, look, I don't think anybody can oppose the idea of boosting security of the Capitol. But do we really need a congressional commission? And wouldn't it be better? I mean, the Biden administration is now in place. If you ran this through the Department of Homeland Security, or certainly the Justice Department has to be looking into it. They are already busy in arresting all these people that they can identify who participated in the riot. And the idea of trying to stop the commission, of course, that's impossible. And there should be nothing to hide, and we should get everything out there. But it truly raises one answer to a question that I think you have to confront, which is, okay, what's happening to the Republican Party right now? And literally every day there's more and more evidence that the Republican Party is a party in trouble. And anyone who denies it is blind or just ignoring the obvious. The Gallup poll shows that the number of people who have a positive view of the Republican Party, way down. If you think actually the Republican Party is doing just fine, is in good shape heading into 2022 with all kinds of hopes of taking the House, by the way, I think that there are good chances that if the Republican leadership does the right thing, and if Trump is in the rearview mirror and he's no longer the center of American politics or American conversation, I think the Republican Party can do fine. But there's a reason for all this negativity right now. If you believe the party actually is on the right course or is doing fine, or you're optimistic and you can't wait for President Trump to go out there campaigning for all those candidates in 2022 and then running himself in 2024, give us a call at 1-800-955-1776. The Hill reports that the Republican Party's image among American voters has ticked sharply downward since the November elections, according to a new poll. This is the Gallup poll. 37% of respondents in the Gallup poll say they now have a favorable view of the party. That's down from 43% in November. In other words, the Republican Party managed to do okay in terms of the senatorial elections until I think Trump personally blew those two Senate races in Georgia. And we were doing okay in November, and President Trump got a slightly higher percentage of the votes than he got 4 years ago. But that was with 43% favorable view. It's now down to 37%. That's a very sharp decline in the history of these polls. Positive views for the Democrats, meanwhile, rose. They had an uptick from 45% to 48%. And they report that the GOP's decline has mainly been caused by its own members. Now just 78% of voters who identify as Republicans say they view their party in a positive light, compared to 90% in November. Okay, what this highlights is, I think, is which is one of the great undeniable truths about the political situation we're in right now, is there anyone out there, anyone listening to me, who believes that everything that has happened since the election, and let's not even take November 3rd, let's take November 7th, because it was November 7th when it was very clear and all of the states had been awarded and all of the state outcomes had been solidified, and Joe Biden gave that victory speech in Wilmington, Delaware. And President Trump still hadn't conceded. But say, starting with November 7th, is there anything that President Trump has done that increased your admiration, that made you like him better? Is there any way that the Republican Party handled this whole thing that actually made you feel better about being a Republican and a member of the party? I mean, I know as a Republican, when you had the majority of Republican members of Congress identifying themselves with that cockamamie lawsuit from Texas, Texas trying to use the attorney general of that state and of other states to overturn the decisions by other separate states and the Supreme Court immediately said, get out of here. This is nonsense. I mean, basically, the entire conduct of the party in trying to overturn an election, which has never, ever happened before, not ever in American history, not with any election, no matter how close, it wasn't the situation with Al Gore and George W. Bush. You know why not? Because no one had called that election. It was clearly too close to call. Nobody knew. You know what? Nobody really knows to this current day. I think the best evidence is strong that George Bush carried Florida. But he carried Florida by at most 527 votes. Could be less than that. And it was incredibly close, and nobody had called it. But that's very different from an election that was not that close, and where it was obvious to everybody else at the local level and the state level what the verdict was. The last time the Republican Party's favorability rating dipped below 40% was in January 2019, during a government shutdown over President Trump's border wall. Do you remember that? It achieved absolutely nothing. It was government shutdowns are awful. The stupidest strategy ever. The lowest Gallup has ever tracked the GOP's approval was when it fell to 23% in the fall of 2013 after a similar shutdown over congressional debate on the Affordable Care Act. We'll be right back. How do you build up a favorable spirit, at least, for the Republican Party? Coming up.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks. A sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Your daily dose of debate.
I was listening to about 15 minutes of this garbage that you were spewing out today, so I thought I'd call it
the Michael Medved Show.
And it's not garbage that there's been an accumulation of evidence, and not all of it polling, though all of the polls show the same thing. The Republican Party has lost support. There have been literally hundreds of thousands of Republicans who have changed their registration since November 3rd. And it's not just because they want to be on some winning side. It's because of the general disgust of what has happened in terms of resisting the nonsense that went on for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks trying to overturn a certified U.S. election. And people suggesting, yeah, people in my line of work, people I know, suggesting that they would die to overturn the election results. We've never had anything like that. It is totally unprecedented in the history of the country. So where does the Republican Party go from here? I mean, because obviously I don't think anybody's going to win anything at all, not in 2022, not in 2024, at no point in history. No one's going to win anything by saying we're going to stop the steal. We're going to overdo the election. We're going to, because it's too late. It's over. The election finished. So what does that mean? Lindsey Graham was saying on Fox that I told the president this MAGA movement needs to continue. What does that mean? How does you continue the MAGA movement? What is it that you aim for? Let us go to your calls and to Tom in Glendora, California. Hello, Tom. Thanks for calling. You're on.
Hey, thank you, Michael. As usual, I hope your grandkids are great. Our two granddaughters are having birthdays this week, and they give me hope for the future, and I'm sure yours do, too.
Absolutely, all the time. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to, if you hear me out, Michael, and you've been very gracious in doing that, I'd like to make two points. I think we disagree, and that's great. I love it, in a way. Number one would regard Trump, well, we're talking about the decline in Republicans' confidence in approval of the party. Number one, let's acknowledge President Trump can be very irascible and egomaniac. At his core, he's a good man, and his image is largely self-created, but still with point number one, the media is so skewed against the guy, you never get a fair trial. The cancel culture on by big tech with YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, etc., the mass media in the schools, he's got 2.5 strikes against him. That's number one. So that's partly the thing. But number two...
I'll let you get to number two in just a moment. Can I ask you something, though, about saying about the cancel culture? Which is, don't you think President Trump might have actually won the election if Twitter had taken away his account a year ago?
His Twitters are toxic.
Exactly. So they're doing him a favor by cutting him off from Twitter.
That would not justify it. I'm not sure that's true, but it's certainly a valid point. Now, point number two, though, that I was going to make, when you look at the future of this country and what's happening every day, and we've talked about this before, when you look at what really matters, and I admit, with Trump's personality, most people don't get to this, which as serious voters they should. Look at the good that man has done, and contrast that to the Democrat agenda and what Biden is even doing now. What do I mean? The future of the country in terms of free speech. We've talked about this before. I would argue that free speech is in grave jeopardy. If you don't believe that, look at what Trump did for the economy, making us energy independent. That is so crucial to our national security, to our economic well-being and emotional well-being, flourishing in a good economy.
Look, again, let me respond to what you're saying, Tom.
Sure,
and you're
ahead.
Right. Trump had a lot of economic successes. However, you're focused on free speech. Where do you feel free speech is under threat? Because I just don't agree. I exercise free speech every day. I'm able to say what I want the way I want it. And so are people way to my right. So are people way to my left.
The conservative view does not get a fair airing at all on big tech. It's just
obvious. Wait. When you talk about big tech, I have a friend named Ben Shapiro who has been spectacularly successful with his Daily Wire. If you take a look at the leading websites that actually connect with people, many of the leading websites, many of the leading Twitter accounts are conservative. This whole victimization, see, what I think is killing us, frankly, is this cult of victimization, saying our free speech rights have been taken away. Oh, poor Republicans. We actually did fine, except for the presidential race, in races across the country this last time. We're not victims. We're not being ground out. We're not being shut out. We're not being shut up.
Michael, I would partially agree with you, but that's true. Thank God Ben Shapiro can get his word out. You can on your show and others. But still, when you look at the...
Is talk radio still overwhelmingly conservative?
That's right. Yes, that's right. But when you look at how accounts have been, or rather, when you look at what is it? We had to go to Parler because the other available, what is it? Twitter, Facebook, they've canceled many of the accounts of people for spurious reasons. But I want to move on from that. Let's say we disagree on that. When you look at what Trump has done, back to the issues, in preserving the schools, in trying to get rid of the toxic Howard Zinn book, The 1619 Project, Critical Race Theory, which are poisoning our youth. He stands up to that. Trump stands up to Red China. Trump wants to have a secure border. Trump is a much more in keeping with the preservation of the God-based Judeo-Christian ethic than the Democrats
would you,
are.
Would all of that make you support him if he runs again in 2024?
Absolutely, because the Democrat agenda is based basically.
But wait, Tom, don't you see it as very clearly that he will lose? He will lose for the nomination, and he would certainly lose in a general election. There are all kinds. I would support almost any Republican running for president. And again, given what was exposed at this particular impeachment trial, and what Mitch McConnell, Mr. Republican, had to say, the idea that Trump is the best candidate for advancing these ideas that you're talking about is just something I find very questionable. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Democratic Representative Antonio Delgado is joining the call for a probe into claims that the state covered up data concerning coronavirus deaths in nursing homes. This follows the admission from one of the governor's aides that some data was not provided to state lawmakers because they were focused on a federal inquiry. Holding a press conference for the first time since many are calling for an investigation, the governor says,
"To be clear, all the deaths in the nursing homes and in the hospitals were always fully, publicly, and accurately reported. The numbers were the numbers. Always."
President Biden is honoring President's Day by celebrating our past leaders and the story of the American people. Biden saying despite the pandemic, there are better days ahead and America will never fail. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Medved show, there is a new CNBC survey that was conducted in just the days leading up to President Trump's impeachment trial. And what it finds is that most Republicans want him to be active in the party. It shows that among Republicans, 74% want him to stay active in some way. But only 48% want Trump to remain as head of the Republican Party. 11% want him to start a third party. And 12% said he should remain active in politics, but not as head of any party. The CNBC All-America Economic Survey shows 54% of Americans want Trump to remove himself from politics entirely. Was a sentiment of 81% of Democrats and 47% of Independents and 26% of Republicans. Let me go to your calls and to Jim in Atlanta. Jim, you're on the Medved Show.
Oh, Michael, this is disappointing to hear this kind of discussion and trying to rerun the election. I voted for Trump twice. I think the country would have been better off if he'd been reelected, but he wasn't. And we have to go back and look at what did Trump do wrong. He ran the 20 election the way he ran the 2016 election. And that whole year, he started off at a time of calamity, he's still fighting with the press. When he gets to his first debate, he's fighting with the candidate. Then when he gets to the second debate, he does a wonderful job. And all of a sudden everybody's saying, wait a minute, this may not be over. If he had done the campaign the way he did his second debate, there would have been a very good chance of him being reelected, even in a very difficult year like we just went through. But we don't do ourselves as a party or as conservative ideologues, if you will, by saying, well, it's the fault of fill in the blank. Mr. Trump, unfortunately, contributed to his own political demise in the last election. And as of January 6th, and I can actually go before that, I can no longer support him. And that really bothers me to say that, because I like his policies. He's a difficult man, I've worked with entrepreneurs, so maybe I'm a little more accustomed to dealing with those kind of very talented but difficult people. But I can't support them anymore, and I say that with a lot of sorrow.
Well, again, I think that the numbers that I was just reading, and I think they're probably accurate numbers, that Republicans don't want him to disappear, but only a minority of Republicans want him to continue as the head of the Republican Party. By the way, I think you're spot on in most of what you're saying, Jim. The one area I would just supplement it is that, do you know that this is the first time for a major party in history that there was no party platform? The only party platform was one sentence that say, we support the America First policies of President Trump. And the difficulty is that he was fighting all the fights he had had before, and you're right, and blaming everybody, but there was no vision for what a second term would have looked like. In other words, I don't think anyone can say with any certainty at all what would be different in America right now if President Trump had been reelected. There are some things, okay, I mean, there'd be personnel that wouldn't be changed, but it was a lack of a positive, conservative agenda that I think also made it very difficult to win what should have been a winnable race. Thank you for an outstanding call, Jim, in Atlanta. Peggy Noonan, who is such a wonderful writer, and she's such a great asset to the country, really. She was, and I was just reading about her because we had the anniversary of the Challenger disaster, which was one of the greatest speeches President Reagan ever gave. She wrote that speech. She was, along with Peter Robinson, Reagan's greatest speechwriter. And she did a wonderful job in the Reagan administration. She did a wonderful job for President George H.W. Bush. And in her column, she writes that history will see the 6th of January for what it was. And she says those who vote to acquit are voting for a lie. Conviction would be an act of self-respect and of reverence for the place where fortune has placed them. And then she asks a question, and this haunted me. I mean, literally, it's the kind of thing I was thinking about when I was trying to fall asleep. She says, here is a human question. I don't understand why I haven't heard a single story of a member of Congress who supported the president in refusing Electoral College certification, who stood with him, and who, hearing what was happening in the first stages of that riot, went out into the halls to speak with the rioters. Why did they not do that? She's talking about people like Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley and Mo Brooks and Paul Gosar, those members of Congress. They knew there was a rally and expected a march, presumably peaceful. Why didn't they go into the halls where the clamor was and tell the people, friends, I share your beliefs and I'm arguing for them on the floor of Congress, but what you're doing is wrong and unlawful and you must leave. Instead, they were spirited from the floor by the police and hid in their offices and other rooms. Why didn't they just go out and speak to the crowds, to their own people? Is it that they didn't actually understand their own people? Or in barricading themselves in, were they showing they understood them all too well? Wow. Let us go to Steve in Georgia. Steve, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, Michael.
Hey.
Thanks for taking the call. I have a question about your unrelenting support for Loeffler and Perdue in the runoff election. I am all for divided government, and I live in Georgia, so I had a vote as to, you know, would I vote for the Republicans or Democrats for the control of the Senate. A while ago, you said that Peter Navarro was a moron or moronic for continuing to hold to Trump's victory. Trump has continued to hold on to that. Loeffler and Perdue held on to that as they were running for in the runoff election. Now, if Navarro is a moron and Trump,
Your challenge is great, and it's something I've thought of. I don't think that Loeffler and Perdue believed it. I think that they just had to say, look, they were in a horrible position. And do I think they think back and look back and say, look, I should have just had no comment, not said anything? Yeah, I think they would have been better off. Don't you?
I do. But my question to you is, knowing that they were doing this for purely sleazy political reasons, knowing they probably didn't believe Trump had won, knowing then that they were lying to us, why, as someone from Georgia who is for divided government, why should I have voted for them? I don't understand why you continue to say that they were the Republicans or that people should have voted for them so there would be divided government.
Divided government. Let me put it to you this way. I think that when you're voting for a member of the legislative branch as opposed to voting for an executive, a president, or a governor, the question of character is less important. Because basically, you're part of a group. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. You ever wonder whether everything going on with our country is part of some larger plan, or is it all just an accident, just random? Well, you know what I believe. I wrote a book called God's Hand on America, and right now you can get a hardcover edition, first edition, personally signed by me, bundled together with an audio version of the book, read by me. It's on MP3 player or flash drive, and it's only at the Medved History Store, at a special saving right now. That's MedvedHistoryStore.com. As the nation pivots from the Trump administration to the reality of the Biden administration, Americans seem divided as never before. What does our country even believe in common anymore? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. This institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, for religious liberty, for freedom of conscience, for family, for limited government, for free markets, for our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you will see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kenger's articles and speeches. There are lots of them. You can find all this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's faithandfreedom.com. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved Show, a great challenge from the last caller, which I appreciate. You can reach me here at 1-800-955-1776. And what he was talking about was that crucial runoff election, and it was two different elections, one for Senator David Perdue and one for Senator Kelly Loeffler, who both ended up losing, and they ended up losing very, very close races. And it's because they both lost. If even one of them had won, then Mitch McConnell would still be the majority leader in the U.S. Senate. And the whole future of the Biden administration would have been different. The whole approach to things like this $1.9 trillion rescue package, it would have been very different. Because you would have had a bare slight one-vote Republican majority in the Senate instead of a tied Senate with Kamala Harris being the tie-breaking vote, which makes Chuck Schumer majority leader. And do I think that the two senators made the wrong decision trying to, quote, challenge the results of the election because basically they were pressured by President Trump to do so? I do think they made the wrong decision. And frankly, I believe they both would have been elected if they hadn't had Trump come in at the last minute to campaign for them. He came in 2 days before the election and spoke in Dalton, Georgia, and he gave an awful speech. He attacked the governor, Brian Kemp. He attacked the Secretary of State. He attacked his fellow Republicans. And, incidentally, he said, oh, we got to vote for Kelly and David. And, frankly, if he hadn't come, and in that last minute, is it possible that there would have been more people who would have turned out for them? There would have been less basic disgust at the Republican Party falling apart? I think it is possible. But look, I very much want the Republican Party to be a voice and to be viable. And I'm for people in each party, in any party, in every party, there are going to be areas where you disagree with them and where you try to make the best choice of who's available. And when you compare Senator Loeffler and Senator Perdue to Senator Warnock and Senator Ossoff, it's a pretty stark contrast. And now, look, maybe Maybe John Ossoff will surprise me. Maybe Raphael Warnock will surprise me. Maybe they'll be moderates and team players and the kind of Democrats that you can work with constructively. More in the mold of Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who I think shows himself as really a thoughtful moderate senator. But don't count on it. I wouldn't count on that. Look, with all of this going on, Gallup is reporting, this is breaking news just now, that Americans' desire for a third party has ticked up since the election and now sits at a high in Gallup's history. 62% of U.S. adults say they agree with the following statement. The two parties do such a poor job representing the American people that a third party is needed. Okay, last fall before the election, that was 57%. Now it's 62%. It's almost two-thirds of Americans. Support for a third party has been elevated in recent years. Currently, 68% of Republicans, according to Gallup, prefer Trump remain the party leader, while 31% want the party to have a new leader. Republican-leaning independents, however, 51% of the Republican-leaning independents, who, of course, are crucial to the party, want a new voice, a new leader, somebody who's not named Donald J. Trump. 47% want Trump to continue leading the party. Let me suggest that what all of this shows, I hope, kind of a longing to move ahead and go forward, because there's a point that was made today by David Leonhardt in the New York Times. And yeah, he's a big liberal, but he's right about this. He's right about this. The Republican Party is in the midst of the worst run that any party has ever endured in all American history in terms of winning the popular vote. There have been eight recent elections, the eight most recent elections. In those eight most recent elections, how many times has the Republican Party won the popular vote? Once. In 2004 for President Bush. President Bush won 51%. Now, you go back to a time when Republican presidents were running for re-election. Eisenhower ran, won for re-election. Nixon won for re-election. President Reagan won for re-election. And you know what? Each of those guys won re-election by more than 57%. Landslides. And I do think that there needs to be an optimistic redefinition of the Republican Party that does not emphasize the idea of victimization. And let me try to explain to you why. Part of the problem, and we had a caller who came to this, with the way that President Trump conducted the campaign, was he was running still the same campaign he did in 2016 as if he were a challenger against an incumbent. But he's the incumbent. And we need to do better. And with God's help, we will. Speaking of doing better, there are a bunch of movies out there that have gotten critical acclaim that are very interesting. One of them is a film called Land, which is available on multiple streaming platforms. It's by the very fine actress Robin Wright. You know her from Princess Bride. You know her from Forrest Gump. She directs this film. It's her directing debut and stars in it. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Robin Wright plays a big city sophisticate who, for mysterious reasons, goes off the grid to live alone in a wilderness cabin in Land, now playing in select theaters.
You ever get lonely out here?
Sometimes. I know I'd be more lonely there than here. It doesn't make any sense, but...
That's me.
That's Damien Bashir, who's very effective as a local Good Samaritan who helps to rescue her from many near-death experiences. And Robin Wright does a credible job as both director and star. The spectacular locations actually shot in Canada are stunning, and the details of daily survival are rendered in intricate detail. But a slow-moving script never really pays off or solves the riddles about the main character's crisis. It's rated PG-13, but ought to be R for intense scenes of pain, injury, and danger. 2.5 stars for Land.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And it is a gorgeous movie to look at and makes you think about some of the difficulties if you are going to survive without indoor plumbing, a secure food supply, and more. The problem is that, the problem is the payoff, which doesn't really pay off. Speaking of paying off, Stacey Abrams wrote a huge article. It goes on and on and on and on about how to turn a red state blue. And basically, what she says here, and it's something that Republicans ought to take seriously. We're talking about how do you build rebuild a Republican majority. And she says it takes 10 years. And she talks about her experience in Georgia, where Georgia still, by the way, has a Republican governor, a Republican legislature. It has two Democratic senators now, and it carried for the Democrats in the presidential race. But when you look at what Stacey Abrams is talking about, it's organization, it's hard work, it's compromise, it's dedication to it, and it's 10 years. Surely principled conservatives, can maybe exhibit the same kind of dedication. It's worth it for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.